We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:30. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Cloudy and 31 degrees now. Federal prosecutors are indicting prison gang members on a number of charges.
18 members of a white supremacist prison gang in Oklahoma are facing charges of racketeering, drug conspiracy, and kidnapping that led to at least six murders over the past 14 years. A federal indictment says the 18 are members of the Universal Aryan Brotherhood, which prosecutors say is a violent, whites-only group based primarily in Oklahoma prisons. They are accused of trafficking marijuana and methamphetamine, kidnapping people, and killing rivals. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
Police in Newton arrested a high school student following a bomb threat at the school. In a note sent home to parents, school officials said the student was arrested for making a criminal threat at Newton High School. Police and the school officials investigated after a note was found. It was left in a classroom between classes. As a precaution, additional police will be stationed at the school today.
Court records say a suburban Kansas City man told investigators he did not seek medical care for his ailing mother before she died, weighing just 58 pounds and suffering from open bed sores.
The records were released Wednesday in the case against 51-year-old Raymond McManus of Olathe. He's jailed on a $1 million bond on charges of first-degree murder and mistreatment of a dependent adult in the death last month of 75-year-old Sharon McManus. Court records say that he told police he didn't follow advice to take his mother to a doctor because the holidays had made him busy, and he was, quote, scared because he had not been taking adequate care of her. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Looking ahead to warmer weather, Wichita City Manager Robert Layton tells KNSS News what's happening with the city's aquatics plan.
The city council has wrestled with an aquatics plan that's appropriate for the community for at least two or three years. And I think now they have finalized their thoughts and have given us a green light on moving forward with a remodeling of six of our swimming pools and the creation of six new splash pads.
Robert Layton is our guest this weekend on Issues 2019. That's Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on KNSS.
Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell is hosting his monthly walk with residents tomorrow morning.
So if you have any thoughts about Century 2 baseball streets, you can come out and chat with the mayor at the walk along well.
The monthly walk with the mayor is at 11 a.m. tomorrow at West Douglas Park. That's at Douglas and Sheridan.
A man has been charged with assaulting a Secret Service agent near the White House.
A court filing details a Secret Service agent being struck in the face after stopping a man who crossed a police line near the White House Monday night. Christopher Henry Alexander Davis is charged with assaulting an officer of the United States. An affidavit says Davis was asked to move back behind yellow police tape. He refused, and when confronted, struck a female uniformed Secret Service agent in the face and nose. Davis told agents he was at the White House to meet with the president and wished him no harm. He also mentioned suffering from mental illness. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
YouTube removes hundreds of channels over a child exploitation controversy.
YouTube has pulled over 400 channels and disabled comments on tens of millions of videos after a blogger claimed comments and recommendations on the site can help direct users to potentially sexual videos of children. In a statement, a YouTube rep says the company took immediate action, explaining any content, including comments that endangers minors, is abhorrent, and we have clear policies prohibiting this. Adding, there's more to be done, and we continue to work to improve and catch abuse more quickly. The statement comes as several companies, including AT&T and Nestle, announced they are pausing advertisements on the site because of concerns. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Stephen Ted here on KNSS, getting a report now from the Kansas Highway Patrol. On a fatal accident this morning, about 1:45 this happened at a vehicle westbound on eastbound, K-254 at Oliver, westbound on eastbound, failed to negotiate the curve, struck the end of the bridge rail structure. The vehicle caught on fire. The driver of that car was killed. The Highway Patrol identifying her as 24-year-old Brooke Spainhauer of Wichita. 24-year-old Brooke Spainhauer of Wichita was killed in this accident this morning. Again, the location, K254 and Oliver. Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Moisture continues to move our way from the west, and that will give us a chance of drizzle here through this afternoon. Mostly cloudy, mid-30s at noontime, 40 for the afternoon high. Rain increases for us after midnight, our low 38, and windy with occasional showers on Saturday, our high 50, clearing by Saturday night and turning colder. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 31 degrees, and we have an east wind at 7 miles per hour. 7:35, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is February 22nd, birthday of the father of our country, George Washington. Did he have a middle name? I'm not sure.
Larry?
Larry Custer.
No.
Larry Washington. That wouldn't be it, but first president of the United States, and apparently very impressive. People just gravitated and said, yeah, that's the guy. Let's follow him. And he was, he was our first president. What can I say?
Rich. Of tall stature.
Went out.
A general.
He went and fought in the French and Indian Wars when he was a young man, became a colonel. And then when it was time to have an army, they said, that's the guy.
Leadership qualities just
exuding. Apparently just oozing leadership qualities, okay?
Well, we talk about the right people in the right place at the right time, and he's one of those people you think of and things like
sure
that.
Sure do. Okay, so we've got the Academy Awards coming up this weekend. Ted and I, I've done a little research this morning. I'm going to test you a little bit on this. I'm not going to make it a trivia contest, but I want to talk about, as of 2018, 41 actors and actresses have received two or more Academy Awards in acting categories. Katharine Hepburn leads the way.
With four.
Four best awards. Very good. Five have won three Academy Awards. That would be Ingrid Bergman, Jack Nicholson, Walter Brennan, Meryl Streep, and Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
Brennan was the first to ever receive three or more Academy Awards. That was in 1940. He was still a young man in 1940. Walter Brennan, of course, he was on TV.
Walter Brennan was never young.
Yeah, he always looked like he was 20 years older than he was. He went on TV. I remember him as the real McCoys. But he was a terrific actor. Hepburn followed him with three or more in 1968, Bergman 74, and Nicholson 1997. Now, Streep, and then, of course, Daniel Day-Lewis. Now, Hepburn and Nicholson were nominated 12 times.
Wow.
But who's the tops? I think you know this. We've talked about it before. Meryl Streep has 21 nominations.
Oh, my gosh.
21.
Wow.
Betty Davis.
Nominated 21 times. She's only won three.
Yeah. Well, Betty Davis had 10 nominations. She only won two.
Won a couple?
I think Betty Davis is one of our greatest. Okay. Now, most awards by a single film. I think you already know this one. Three films have won 11 Academy Awards. What was the first one you think of?
Ben-Hur,
1959.
Which held the record for a long time.
15 categories available for nomination. They were nominated for 12 out of 15.
Well, deservedly so. Great movie.
1997.
Titanic.
Nominated for 14 was the Titanic.
Yep.
With 11 Academy Awards.
Now you're stumping me on whatever the
third
one
is. The
third
one is, I would never have gotten this one, okay? This was in 2003.
One of the...
The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I was going to say one of the Lord of the Rings movies.
17 categories available for nomination. Yeah. Nominated for 11. I've never seen it. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. I saw all three of them.
So, but The Lord of the Rings, is any good? There's a kind of a kid show.
If you're into that.
Well, it's kind of a fantasy and kid show type thing. All right. The Academy Awards coming up this weekend. And I'm reasonably sure that when you do the blur coming up an hour from now, you're going to have a little bit more on that information, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about the Oscars, which are 2 days away now, and we'll even discuss what you should serve at your Oscar party. I think it's one of the topics.
Well, that'll be good. That's incredible, though. If somebody say, "Hey, who's been nominated the most time for an Oscar?" It's Meryl Streep. 22.
You can trot out this information at your Oscar party.
And you look at Meryl Streep, from all the actors and actresses you've seen on film over the years, Ted, and you know we watch a lot of old movies too. Okay. Where is Meryl Streep in relation to Betty Davis, Joan Crawford, and, and Katharine Hepburn.
Well, when you put those numbers up there, I mean, she's obviously in their category. Meryl Streep doesn't transcend a whole lot for me. She's good, but I'm not sure she's up at that upper strata yet. But,
well,
I mean, you can obviously disagree with me if you
wish. About Jack Nicholson, who always seems to be a little bit overacting, just
a little bit, but Jack, I appreciate the fact that Jack usually gives an interesting performance no matter what he does.
Yeah, and he gets his luck over the years has been good because he's had some really juicy parts to play.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some very good parts. And you remember the first time you saw him on film?
Well,
I do. I remember the first, I'd seen him before, but I didn't realize it. But I saw him in Easy Rider.
Easy Rider with that Notre Dame football helmet on the back of that motorcycle. Yeah.
But he had been in a couple of horror movies before
that.
He was
in Little Shop of Horrors as the sadistic dentist.
So, but I noticed him for Easy Rider. By the way, I think that was my wife and I, our first real date, we went to see Easy Rider.
Oh, so that's heavy.
Yeah, so it means
not exactly light fare.
No, it wasn't, and I kind of watched it the other day, and it really isn't. I don't think that great a movie.
I'd like to think that during that final scene where they're all stoned in that graveyard, that you two were probably making out during.
We had just met.
Oh,
and there was no big rush to I'm not going to go into personal life, but I behaved myself. I'll just put it that way.
It is certainly a quintessential movie of its era.
It is.
It defines its time so perfectly.
I think you're right. Listen, the Outdoor Living and Landscape show is coming up next Friday,
Saturday,
and Sunday.
First 3 days of March.
Of course, that's an Entercom production. That's our people. We're going to be putting that on. And it's going to be an exciting show, a lot to do, and we're getting close to springtime here. And you can go down there and get some great ideas, a lot of entertainment, a lot going on down there. And this morning I've got a pair of tickets. For one of our lucky listeners, I'll give it to caller number 6, okay?
Okay.
Caller number 6, 869-1330. If you'd like to go to the Outdoor Living and Landscape Show next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, courtesy of Steve and Ted.
Sounds good.
741 now. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update. Coming up, looking ahead to Business Women's Monitoring Monday. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.